Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Chaos Kings, How Wall Street Traders Make Billions in the New Age of Crisis by Scott Patterson is a nonfiction business and finance book that examines how certain traders and investors try to profit from extreme market shocks. Drawing on Patterson's experience as a Wall Street Journal reporter, the book follows the world of tail risk trading, where the central idea is not to predict every crisis, but to position for rare disasters that markets tend to underestimate. It focuses especially on the competing views of Nassim Nicholas Taleb and Didier Sornet, two influential figures who represent different theories of whether catastrophic events are fundamentally unpredictable or can be modeled and anticipated. The book also uses the rise of firms such as Universa to show how crisis hedging works in practice. More than a trading story, it is an inquiry into uncertainty, market psychology, and the financial value of events that appear abnormal until they suddenly reshape the economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames crisis investing as a debate over whether extreme events can be predicted. A central strength of Chaos Kings is that it does not treat market crashes as a single phenomenon with one explanation. Instead, Patterson builds the book around a fundamental disagreement between two schools of thought. On one side is Nassim Nicholas Taleb's Black Swan framework, which argues that the most important shocks are inherently unpredictable and therefore cannot be forecast with confidence. On the other side is Didier Sornet's Dragon King approach, which suggests that some extreme events may follow identifiable patterns and can be modeled mathematically. This opposition gives the book its intellectual structure. Rather than presenting chaos as a purely emotional or rhetorical term, Patterson asks whether financial disaster is random, patterned, or a mix of both. The result is a book about epistemology as much as investing. It explores what markets can know, what they routinely miss, and why those blind spots matter when the stakes are enormous. Secondly, tail risk strategies turn market fear into a specific options-based business model. The book explains how some traders profit not by betting on steady growth, but by buying inexpensive protection against severe downturns. Patterson emphasizes the logic of tail risk investing, especially through put options and related hedging instruments that gain value when markets fall sharply. These trades can look wasteful during stable periods because they may lose small amounts over time, but they become highly valuable when a crisis hits. That structure is important because it shows how crisis trading depends on long-term patience and an institutional willingness to absorb repeated small losses in exchange for the possibility of a large payoff. Patterson uses this mechanism to show that profit from disaster is not simply gambling on bad news. It is a deliberate response to the way markets often underprice rare events. In that sense, the book explains a distinctive financial niche where catastrophe is treated as a mispriced asset and protection itself becomes a tradable product. Thirdly, Mark Spitznagel and Nassim Taleb embody the practical side of black swan thinking. Patterson gives substantial attention to the partnership and influence of Mark Spitznagel and Nassim Taleb because they represent the most visible application of black swan theory in modern finance. Taleb provides the conceptual argument that complex systems produce shocks that are too rare, too nonlinear, and too overlooked for conventional forecasting to handle. Spitznagel, through Universa and earlier ventures, translates that idea into portfolio design and trading practice. The book uses them to show that crisis investing is not just a philosophical stance. It is an operational discipline requiring capital allocation, risk tolerance, and the ability to survive long stretches of losses. Their approach also highlights a paradox. A strategy built around disaster can be rational only if one accepts that most of the time it will look inefficient or unnecessary. Patterson makes this tension central, showing how the success of such traders depends on patience, conviction, and the willingness to remain out of step with conventional market wisdom until conditions suddenly change. Fourthly, the book broadens finance into a study of uncertainty across other risk-based fields. Although the subject is Wall Street, Chaos Kings is not limited to trading rooms. Patterson connects financial tail risk thinking to other domains where extreme events and imperfect prediction are equally important, including areas such as climate risk, earthquake prediction, and counter-terrorism. This expansion matters because it shows that the book is really about how institutions think when they face rare but high-impact events. The comparison with actuarial science is especially useful, since insurance and finance both depend on estimating losses that do not occur regularly. Yet Patterson also shows the limits of these parallels. Financial markets can react instantly to fear and speculation, while other fields may work with different data, different time horizons, and different standards of evidence. By widening the lens, the book demonstrates that crisis modeling is not confined to one profession. It is a recurring problem of modern systems, where uncertainty can be quantified only partially, and where the biggest danger often lies in what models fail to imagine. Lastly, Patterson's reporting style makes a technical subject readable without simplifying its stakes. One reason Chaos King stands out is that Patterson approaches the topic as a journalist rather than a theorist or trader writing for insiders. That gives the book a useful balance between explanation and narrative. He translates dense ideas about options, tail risk, and catastrophe hedging into concrete financial behavior, while still preserving the seriousness of the underlying debate. The book benefits from access to major figures and from Patterson's broader knowledge of markets, which helps him place crisis trading in the context of modern financial culture. At the same time, the book does not pretend that these ideas are easy or universally applicable. Its value lies partly in showing how much of Wall Street still operates on assumptions that break down when volatility becomes extreme. Patterson's style lets readers follow a complicated topic without losing sight of its real-world implications. As a result, the book works both as an explanation of a niche trading strategy and as a wider account of how finance responds to uncertainty. In conclusion, Chaos Kings is best suited for readers who want more than a basic explanation of market crashes. Investors, finance professionals, economists, and general readers interested in risk, volatility, and behavioral blind spots will all find value in it. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand how crisis hedging works in practice and why some traders view disaster not as an exception, but as a recurring feature of modern markets. Its intellectual value lies in showing the contrast between Black Swan and Dragon King thinking, which gives the subject more depth than a standard trading book. What differentiates it from many finance titles is Patterson's reporting background and his ability to connect Wall Street strategy to broader questions about prediction, uncertainty, and systems failure. It is not simply a manual for profiting from panic. It is a measured examination of how markets price risk, where those prices go wrong, and why extreme events continue to reward the people prepared for them. For readers interested in contemporary finance, it offers both practical context and a sharper way of thinking about disorder. If you would like to support Scott Patterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.